Hello, hello, everyone. What's going on? It is Ruth here. And in today's Corner Office at Home podcast, I'm going to be sharing with you a really powerful team training I did on attraction and becoming attractive on social media. And that doesn't mean having nice hair and nice clothes. And listening to this podcast, I really want you to think about some of the things I say and ways you may be able to tweak your personal brand and your presence on social media to become more attractive so you can attract the right people for your business and for your products. Now, if you get value from this episode, make sure you share it on your social media. Take a screenshot of it. Tag me at Truth Bosses on Instagram in your stories, and I'll make sure I give you a shout out. I do team trainings for teams of 20 or more people. So if you would like me to train your team for 20 minutes on TikTok or on any social media content that might bring value to them, just email hello at ruthannsheridan.com and my admin assistant will get back to you with a time. So love you guys. Appreciate you guys. Make sure you leave a 5-star review. It helps me keep this podcast going and it helps me keep it free. So have a great day and enjoy this episode. This whole concept of attraction and attraction marketing and how it really works. Okay. So most of you who are on this call have either seen enough of my trainings or have done some trainings of your own or have plugged into someone on the team who has provided some sort of training around kind of what to post on social media to attract, right? Have most of you had that kind of training about knowing who your ideal prospect is and everything? Yeah. So I'm not going to dive into that tonight because most of the people on our team have had that. If you're watching this and you haven't had it, then I absolutely encourage you to go into my private training group, Corner Office at Home. It's not a team group, but it's just a training group on social media. It's a free group on social media. And there are trainings about really identifying who your ideal prospect is. We call it your avatar. But tonight I want to dive a little bit deeper in this whole concept of attraction because, and I've got notes here as I usually do, but attraction marketing just isn't about posting, you know, some tips that'll help your avatar. All that stuff is important, right? That's important stuff. But it's about becoming attractive. And I am not talking about having nice hair and, you know, being super fit and dressing fancy and all of that. That is not what I'm talking about. It's about becoming attractive to your ideal business prospect. Okay. And I want to dive into this tonight because I'm going to probably say some things tonight that are really, that might not sit with you really, really easily at first. But if you sit with them and you evaluate and you start to make some adjustments to not only the way you do things, but the way you view yourself, I guarantee you, you'll start attracting the right kind of people. Now, how many of you get frustrated by the people you attract? I do sometimes. Like sometimes I find a few winners, right? I'm like, yes, okay, yes. And then sometimes it doesn't go quite right, right? So I even have tweaking to do personally, okay? I'm not perfect. So how do we become attractive? Number one, we need to add value to people's lives, okay? What does that look like? It can look like a number of things. It can look like, yeah, doing, you know, the tips on how to solve a problem that your avatar has, your ideal prospect has, right? That's the no-brainer one, right? That helps you establish some authority in front of that person on a particular topic. That makes you, you know, a little bit more attractive on the attractiveness scale. What else could you do And I want you to post it in the comments because I'm curious what you think. What else could you do on social media to make yourself more attractive to your prospects? Or you can unmute yourself. Show your authentic self. Yes, absolutely. So what does showing our authentic self really look like? It could look like something funny that happens in your day. It could be a behind the scenes look at what your life looks like. It could be, you know, you without your hair done or makeup on, or, you know, not, you know, not dressed in nice clothes, Dan. You know what I mean, right? So showing up as the authentic you, right? So it doesn't always have to be a business tip, because remember, people need to get to know, like, and trust us on social media. And if all we ever are is a talking head about business tips, that never creates the connection. And it's the connection that's really, really important, right? So make sure that your social media is not just your tips, not just your wellness box, though those things are important. It's your lifestyle. It's who you are. It's who you live with. It's where you live. It's what your office looks like when you're looking a hot mess, or your desk is messy. Like, it's you. And that's what's going to make you real, right? And I want to share a story of something that happened this week. So I had a prospect book on my calendar. And it just popped up on my calendar. This person found my calendar link through some online marketing and popped in my calendar. Never met him ever. Didn't recognize his name. Had never done a Zoom meeting. I didn't know anything about him, right? And so he comes into my Zoom room and I just start asking him a lot of questions about what he's looking for. I didn't know if he was looking to shop or if he was looking to build a business. So I had to find out. So I was like, you know, I asked a lot of questions. What brings you to my calendar? Well, you know, how can I serve you? Blah, blah, blah. And then we started to chat. And by asking a lot of questions about where this guy was, I later found out that he had a long, long career in network marketing. And he actually was in Equinox back in the late 70s, early 80s with Mark Acetta. And he had been with Mark Acetta for a long time, in and out of companies. He was with Secret at one point. He was at one point with Melaleuca. He knew everybody, right? And so we had this nice chat about all the people that we have in common. And after talking to him for about 20 minutes, asking him questions, like, he still doesn't know who I am, right? And I said, is it okay if I share my story with you? And he said, yeah, absolutely. So I took like a 30 seconds to just share what I've done, where I've been, who I've worked with. And he still doesn't know whether I'm the real deal or if I'm just like another poser, right? Another smoke and mirrors person, right? Because I could see him looking at me going, yeah, 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 whatever, right? And so by the end of our conversation, he really opened up to me about his life. He recently lost his wife, and he actually had some tears, right? And we just shared a moment, and a really authentic moment. And I said, look, I said, in the end, I would love to help you. I would love to bring you into a community where you can find friendship and mentorship and build a business. And I would love to mentor you. And he said, let me think about it. So that's an automated excuse, right? It's an automated excuse to a sale. And I said, if there was something you were going to think about, what would it be? And he just stopped and he looked at me And when you approach objections that way, it's a very soft way. Just like when someone gives you a money objection. Well, if you had the money, would you get started? Right? And so he looked at me and he didn't know what to say. And he said, I'm just not sure. And I knew he wasn't sure about me. He was sure about Melaleuca, but he wasn't sure about me yet because we had only just met. So I said, I appreciate that. You have my phone number. If you find you're ever ready to get started, I'm here for you. I'm sending you prayers for healing. He had just lost his wife 6 months ago. And I said, I've really enjoyed meeting you. And that was the end of the conversation. No hard selling, nothing. He called me today and he said, okay, I'm ready. And I said, what changed your mind? And he said, you're real. And I knew that was his objection. And I said, well, how did you figure out I was real? And he said, I went through your Facebook. He goes like, you're a grandma. You live on a micro farm. You got this crazy guy you live with. And you talk like you know what you're talking about when it comes to your social media lives on network marketing. You're the real deal. And I said, yeah, I'm the real deal. You had to find out for yourself. He said, okay, I'm going to join. So that is the importance of your social media. Okay. So we can put out all kinds of really curated business content that's written so perfectly that looks great. And that stuff's important. Your social media has to be sprinkled with that. So people know you're in a business and they know what business you're in. They have to clearly know you are a professional, but you gotta let them get to know you. You gotta give them a show. You have to. Otherwise, they're not going to trust you because they don't know you yet, right? So I share that story to inspire you guys to show up as you. Don't be afraid to show up as you. Like I looked at the live I did today with Evie. And I'm looking at myself going, man, like you look old in that live. But it's okay because I'm not young. And it's okay because I had a message to deliver, right? And that's me. That's who I am. So when you show up with that sort of, I just got a message to deliver. I got people I got to help out there, especially now. Then you'll show up in a way that is attractive, right? Sometimes we get too caught up in the whole concept of attraction marketing and you know, what it's all got to look like, but we just have to show up and show who we are, right? So I got some other stuff here for you. So I'm a big fan of John Maxwell. Have any of you guys ever followed some of John Maxwell's stuff on leadership? Yeah, he's pretty amazing. And he talks a lot about the laws of magnetism, right? So he says that if you want to be a leader, an effective leader, you've got to be on the lookout for the right people. Okay. You've got to be on, and this goes along with the attraction marketing theme for tonight. You got to be on the lookout for the right people. So this comes down a little bit to the avatar, right? The ideal prospect, but I want to take it deeper for you guys tonight. And you're right, Lisa, share relatable problems, inflation, weight gain, be authentic, be vulnerable. Absolutely right. Okay, so just type in the comments or unmute your mics. I like participation. What are some of the qualities of your ideal prospect? And they're going to be different for all of you, and there's no right or wrong. So it could be a man, a woman, an age group, where they live.
I find that my ideal are women that are a lot like me because that seems to be the most relatable.
Right.
That's kind of what I was going to say the same thing. I'm looking for men that are in the same situation. I mean, I just retired, forced into it early because of this economy. And it's a struggle. So, I mean, you know, bells were going off as you were talking, Rose, and that is being authentic. In that, I need to just take people on a journey through my life. You know, it's like the thought that I had was I need to season my feed with more life, you know, and it's I have the product posts and business ideas and a little bit of political stuff, but it's kind of the same that you see from everyone. And the thing that separates us from them is ourselves and being authentic, right? So, you know, I can do a live out on the golf course. I can do a live while I'm grocery shopping. I can do a live while I'm at the gas pump. So, I mean, those are three ideas that just pop into my head. So, that's good stuff.
Bang on, Dan. Like, you nailed it there. Because we can look at other people's posts, right? And I do it too. I'll look at someone's post and grab it and refigure it for myself, right? It saves us time. We model some posts after people. But what makes us different is being ourselves. And I know that I'm not for everyone, and that's okay. Like, I'm sure there are people out on social media who are prim and proper looking at me going, oh my God, what is wrong with her? And that's okay, because those aren't the people I want to attract.
Right.
I want to attract people like me. Right. And that's my avatar. So we need to show up as our unique selves. And that's what's going to differentiate ourselves from all the other people posting the same kind of things. And that's what takes your marketing to the next level, right? So I also want, thank you for sharing, Dan. That was awesome. So I want you to start thinking about, in addition to the way we typically describe our avatar. So, you know, I've typically taught the avatar pretty surface level, like what's their age demographic, what keeps them awake at night, you know, are they married, are they single, do they have kids, blah, blah, blah. But I want you to start identifying, and this is really important. This is an important distinction. I want you to start identifying what qualities do you want that person to have. So if you imagine in your mind's eye, who is, like, who's your wingman? Who do you want to be your wingman on your team? Because you've all got teams, right? Who's going to be your next wingman? Because you need a next wingman. So what qualities does that person have? And I'm going to give you some examples of qualities, but I want you guys to figure out for yourselves what quality your wingman or wingwoman has. So the ones that I've written down that are kind of important to me are coachability. I want them to be coachable, right? I want them to have a commitment level that is greater than zero, right? I want them to have time, at least 10 hours a week, right? Commitment level and time. I want them to be self-starters. I want them to go, oh my gosh, I don't know how to, you know, get that filter on a TikTok video. I'm going to go YouTube it. I want them to be a self-starter, right? Resourceful. I want people who are quick to learn things, right? Who are willing to learn and quick to learn. I want people who are decent on social media. Now, what do I mean by that? I don't mean a rock star. I'm looking for people who can post on Facebook. And believe it or not, there are people who can't post on Facebook. They just don't understand the platform at all. I want someone who, when I say go to the link in bio, they can find the bio and click on a link, right? Simple things. I'm not looking for fancy marketers. I'm looking for someone who has a base level of proficiency on social media. I'm looking for people with empathy and who have the values that our team lives by. I want to work with people who care about people because that's what we're about. And that's how we're all going to grow, right? So those are just some of mine. And you're going to have your own set of qualities, right? Okay, so now hold on. Okay, hold on to your desk or your chair. Who you attract is not dictated by what you want. It's dictated by who you are. Okay? And that's okay, right? Because we're all on growth journeys. I'm on a growth journey. I'm constantly self-evaluating myself and tweaking things to become a better person, a better leader, right? And you guys are all leaders. I do not care what rank you are. Rank has zero meaning to me. You guys all showed up here tonight on a beautiful summer evening, and you took the time, which means you're leaders. And rank has nothing to do with it. In my career in network marketing, I've met top leaders who were just all BS. They were all BS. It was gifted to them basically. And I've met people at rank one or whatever the rank was who were incredible, passionate leaders. So don't ever base your leadership ability or your view as yourself as your rank, because your rank has nothing to do with it. Has zero to do with it. And remember that, right? But also know that we attract who we are. We attract who we are. And if there are things that you're noticing in the people you are attracting, then you have to look at yourself and say, okay, what is it about me that I need to tweak or work on to start attracting the people I attend on attracting? And I'm going to give you a really, really simple example. So if one of the qualities of people that you want to attract is someone with commitment and who is willing to be consistent in their business, because we all know consistency is king, right? Are you consistent? Are you showing up every day? Are you posting? Are you doing the things every day? Because if you're not, the person who is looking for someone who is committed and consistent and has that value is not going to join you. They're not, right? So I want you guys to sort of decide what the values are and then look at yourself and say, okay, do I do those things? Is that who I am? Is that what my character is? And if there's inconsistency, that's great because you identified it and you can start working on it. And I know, like for me, man, like May was just a nightmare. I couldn't keep track of anything. Like I had such a brain fog. I was so inconsistent. And I know that it hurt my following because I disappeared on some platforms. I just couldn't do it. So always think about, if I want to attract someone who's going to build their business consistently, am I being consistent? If I want to attract someone who, is a servant leader, am I being a servant leader? Now, if you don't have a team yet, you can still be a servant leader by showing up for your team, right? And you know, helping people and sharing posts or sharing valuable tips or supporting other people's social media, right? That's a form of servant leadership. So, you know, I read that in one of the John Maxwell books I have, and it was like, wow, okay, you know, what do I personally need to do differently to attract better, not better people, but the type of people I want to be my next wingman, right? So I encourage you guys to just reflect on that a little bit. And what might you do differently to show up differently, right? What else have I got here? So a little bit on the Bob Proctor side. I also like Bob Proctor. Do you guys follow any of Bob Proctor's stuff? Rest in peace. So he says a lot about positive attitude, right? So Bob Proctor basically says you can speak things into existence, right? So if we're sitting here today, you know, and if I look at my May, I'm like, man, I was really inconsistent. I didn't show up as a great leader for the team. You know, and we all have reasons why we do things and don't do things. And I can speak into existence a new reality and a new identity. I don't have to live in that May, right? So when we can speak into existence a new identity, we can show up as that person like that right away. And when we think about this law of attraction and magnetism, if we look at ourselves and go, well, I'm never consistent on social media, but I want to attract a consistent person, we can change like that by changing our identity. I am a consistent person. I show up consistently for my followers. I show up with, you know, XYZ qualities that I want to attract to me. We can change like that. And the way we do it is through that four-step training that I did back in a long time ago. Like, I forget when it was, February or March or something, where we really read our personal vision. We read our affirmations as if they are today. And that is a process to change identity. It's not, you know, it's great to have vision boards. It's great to have a why that makes you cry. All that stuff is really nice. But until, like, our brains can only process one thing at a time, right? And if we tell our brains we are a certain way, then that's the way we're going to show up. And we can train our brain to believe that that is our identity. So as you work through this process, if you're finding things that you go, man, like, you know, I want to attract this kind of person, but maybe I'm not just showing up that way, then that becomes one of your affirmations. I am the leader that other leaders are looking for. Imagine if you told your brain that every day. Who could show up? It's remarkable how we can change our energy and the way we show up by practicing these identity shifting tools, right? It's not fluff. Like, the neurochemistry in our brain says we can only believe what we tell ourselves. So we better be telling ourselves some really good stuff, right? Okay, so what else have I got? Those were the main points, guys. The other one is just energy, right? It's all energy. It's funny. I go back to May a lot, right? Because I had zero energy in May. And though I was posting, like, my posts got no traction. Like, people weren't reaching out. They weren't engaging with me. My DMs were silent. Even though some of my posts were pretty well written, It's all energy. And we can't hide our energy behind posts forever. Eventually it comes through, right? So do your very best on a day-to-day basis to make sure you're in the right energy. And it's not always easy. We all have stuff going on in our lives, right? We all have things that show up that drag us down or challenges in our life. But when we're doing our business and showing up on social media, do your very best to step into that alter ego so that the energy can come through. And if you think about alter ego, this is the last point I'll make. Alter ego is not being inauthentic. It's just being a bigger version of yourself, right? It doesn't mean trying to be someone else. It just means showing up a little bit bigger than you typically might in your day-to-day life, right? Like I'm like really introverted. I'm really quiet at home. I'm happy if nobody comes over. Like, it's just the way I am. But I do my best on social media to show up as authentically me, but a little bit bigger. And if you think about alter egos, all of the like big celebrities, they have alter egos. Like Beyonce, her stage name when she gets going on is Sasha Fierce. We've got Michael Jordan, who is Air Jordan when he puts his foot on the basketball court, right? So they aren't necessarily that way when they're at home, but that they're that way when they show up for their followers and fans and the people that follow them. So we have to emulate that a little bit, right? Maybe not to that big extent, but try our very, very best to show up with that kind of energy that's a little bit bigger than what we typically would be, you know, sitting in my attic here at home when no one's watching. So that's kind of it for today, guys. I hope you got some value from this, and I appreciate you so much. We've got half a month left. Half a month is a lot of time, and we can crush it this half a month. So think about what your goal is. Be consistent, right? So that last day doesn't show up and you go, oh my gosh, it's the last day and I've got too far to go. So a little bit every day will get you there.